You're listening to the ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
Hello and welcome to episode 320 of the Soulforge podcast.
Welcome to the Soulforge, a place of silent mystery, quiet contemplation, and outright mayhem. Join your host, Sean Vanderloo, as he guides you through the adventures of living. Together, we'll talk about life and love, sex and dating, joy and heartache, memories and loss, and so much more. Don't worry, it's not nearly as pretentious as it sounds. Get ready for life, the universe, and everything on the Soul Forge.
Hey everybody, it's your hosts, Sean
and Leah,
and we're here to entertain the heck out of you guys and girls.
Sure.
Right?
Yes, absolutely.
We certainly are. So, it's a very exciting episode this week. It's a random grab bag of topics.
Sure.
I thought we could talk about the fact that a bunch of scientists and philosophers have decided...
Oh, here we go.
Yes, and you didn't care about this at all, but...
Why would I want to discuss a topic about an article that I've never read before?
Because I read it.
Yeah, in what, 2 minutes?
It was probably about 15.
Okay.
About 2 hours ago I read it.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, the long story short is that a group of prominent biologists and philosophers announced a new consensus. There's a realistic possibility that insects, octopuses, crustaceans, fish, and other overlooked animals experience consciousness. What do you think about that?
I think all living things have consciousness.
Right.
Yeah.
I thought so too.
Yeah.
Because they were talking about how they observed bees playing and having fun, and it served no evolutionary or biological purposes. It was just to have fun.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So isn't that interesting?
No.
It's not?
It would be more interesting if I had read the article.
Well, I told you to read. I told you to.
What? No, you didn't.
I said, here, why don't you read it before we start recording?
Yeah, and we decided to start recording like 2 minutes ago.
Yeah, but we knew this was coming for days.
Okay, whatever.
But yeah, you're right. I just read the article. So.
Yes, exactly.
And I don't really have much to say about it other than, of course, animals have consciousness. Why do people not already know this?
Right.
Because you just have to play with your pets to know.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you think that our pets have consciousness? Do you think that Roman and Daffy and Shiro have conscious? Like, do you think they're self-aware?
I do think they are.
Yeah?
I think so.
Yeah. Okay.
They might not be totally sentient and be able to form thoughts and everything, but I think they must have memories and all kinds of different stuff.
Okay. Do you think they have emotion?
Well, of course they do.
So do you think they have a way of communicating amongst each other?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yes. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. See, that was a great discussion.
No.
Okay. All right. How about the fact that this past weekend we went to Dad's place and started working on the greenhouse.
Yes, yes. I guess Dad is not healthy enough to be able to enjoy the greenhouse, so he offered to let me plant some stuff, and he said he loved to watch things grow.
He does.
Yeah.
Yes. And I think he built this thing 2 or 3 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and now that his health is failing, and he's retired, and he can't really do much.
Yeah.
Because his heart's at 40% capacity, and he needs some help.
Yeah.
And he's been going to the doctor for a while.
Yep.
He gets winded just walking from the garage to the house.
Yeah.
So he can't be doing a bunch of gardening and stuff.
No.
But it just so happened that you were planting seeds here at the house
mm-hmm.
on the weekend.
Yep.
And then we had to go there to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And then you guys started working on the greenhouse.
Yeah. I started a few different seeds, flowers, and vegetables in the house already, because we went and got a indoor greenhouse type of deal.
Yes.
That's upstairs. It's metal. So it's the indoor one, because I really don't think that given our current weather situation, we're not going to be able to plant anything until probably the first week of June.
That sounds about right, because
yeah.
the weather here has been
terrible.
Absolutely insane.
Yeah.
Today, it was hot and sunny.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got hit by hail and rain.
Yep.
And then thunderstorms happened.
Absolutely, yeah.
And then it got sunny again.
Mm-hmm.
It's just all over the place, this weather.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It is.
Yeah.
But you know what the best part about being at Dad's the other day was?
What?
We were in the garage just hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
And you brought your box of seeds over.
Yes.
And he had a box of seeds.
Yes.
And you guys were trading seeds back and forth, talking about all the planting and stuff.
Yeah.
That was very cute.
Oh, it was cute?
Yes.
Aw, that's nice.
Yes. It was nice to see how animated both of your faces were.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. And I guess tomorrow we're going to go back.
Yep.
And do some more stuff.
Yes. I'm on call this week, but knock on wood, everything has been...
awfully quiet.
Copacetic. Don't say that!
I know, I just jinxed it.
Now you just jinxed it, and now we can't even go.
Is that...
We won't be able to go, because I'm going to get call after call because you decided to say the Q word. Way to go. Thanks a lot.
See what happens? I'm the reason you can't have anything
That's
nice.
That's right. This is the reason, folks.
I knew it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't say that.
All right. I didn't say anything.
No. Yeah, you have to... You said it now.
No, it's not true.
Everybody just heard you in podcast land.
Yeah,
yeah.
They did.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But that's okay.
You're going to have to edit that out.
I'm going to have to edit out the Q word.
Yeah, you don't say that.
No.
No.
That's okay. So what else were we going to talk about?
This was your idea. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. I know, but we haven't recorded an episode in 2 weeks.
Yes.
Oh, that's one thing. This past weekend, we did a Cosmic Pizza podcast.
Yes.
With Paul and Dan.
Yep.
Jarman and his wife.
Yes.
And you made your Cosmic Pizza debut.
Yes, I did.
And we talked about their Jarman and Jolie's trip to Scotland.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be out on a future episode of Cosmic Pizza.
Mm-hmm. It was a lot of fun.
And you learned the whole reference behind 2 weeks.
Yes, I did.
Were you fascinated? Did you feel like you had learned so much?
No.
No?
No.
Okay. Well, for anybody who doesn't know, when I used to do the Rusted Robot podcast,
mm-hmm.
Every time 2 weeks came up, we would say it like, 2 weeks! Because the 1990 movie Total Recall with Arnold Schwarzenegger has that scene. And then it became a thing. And now Paul and Dan and I just have continued it on.
Well, that's nice. It's mm-hmm. nice that you've continued on the tradition.
It's like a little tradition
yeah.
of pop culture bullshit
yeah.
that most people don't care about.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But we find it funny.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So now you know what it means.
Now I know what it means.
And knowing
is half the battle.
Exactly.
There you go.
See, folks, that's why she's my fiance, because she gets most of my pop culture references.
Most of them. I don't get the Star Trek ones.
Well, no.
No.
Not yet.
But not yet.
But you will.
I don't know about that. We'll see.
Well,
mm-hmm.
That's true.
Yeah.
How about we play a promo for another podcast right here on
the ESO Network?
Pardon the interruption. We'll bring you back to your podcast in just a moment. But first, promo for the Cosmic Pizza Podcast.
In the Cosmic Pizza Podcast, your pizza delivery guys, Dan, Sean, and Paul, serve you a slice of life.
As we discuss literally anything in the universe.
Conspiracy theories?
Movies that we've liked. Women in comedy, voice actors, film directors and producers, authors.
But what we don't talk about is pizzas.
Wednesday, I'm here with you people. It's wild.
And what did you think of that promo?
That was an excellent promo.
Wasn't it, though?
Yeah, it was great.
It was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it
Absolutely.
Was. Yes, it was.
Yep.
So this is just really a random grab bag of stuff
mm-hmm.
because, well...
We just have nothing to talk about.
It's true. It's been fairly quiet.
Yeah.
There's been, nothing going on except today I had to have a bath after work.
Yeah.
Because I had to deliver 8 sets of flyers.
Mm-hmm.
I could hardly carry them all.
Right.
They were that heavy. Are the cats fighting?
I don't know what they're doing.
They're eating something.
Daffy is eating something.
And Roman is watching her.
Yes.
Okay. But at least they're not arguing.
Yeah, no. Well, they were fighting. There was a little bit of tapping going on there.
I thought so.
Yeah.
So I had to have a bath because I was so sore and tired.
Yeah, you were very sore and tired.
And
yeah. I got to work from home today, which was great.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
How was that?
Productive.
Yeah, you had a lot done?
Yeah, I did, actually. Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And next week, actually, we're getting the heck out of here.
Yeah, the countdown is kind of on, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I was wondering if we should probably update everyone on the preparations and...
Just briefly, because they're sick of hearing about it.
Yeah, probably.
So on the Soulforge page, there's a link to watch the wedding. Mm-hmm. It's 3:30 Las Vegas time on May the 4th.
Yeah, which is what time here?
3:30 Eastern, or 6:30 Eastern time.
6:30 Eastern time, yeah.
Yeah, because we're 3 hours ahead of those guys or behind them or whatever it is.
That's correct.
So that's happening.
So we're still a little bit behind, and we haven't reserved a car yet.
We still haven't reserved our car.
Yeah, we got to do that.
Yes, we do. But the hotels are reserved.
Yeah.
The chapel is booked.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting your hair and makeup done by some beauty
school. We're going to a beauty
students.
School, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's about it.
Yeah, Wyatt is going to join us.
For the beauty school? He's going to get his hair done too?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Good.
On the trip.
Oh, yeah, of course he's going to be on the trip. That's your son, for anybody who doesn't know. Yes.
Yes. And we have some plans. Like, we do want to, I certainly want to spend the entire day in my wedding dress. Like, I'm not taking that off until the evening. And we have some interesting things that we want to do. We want to do some go-karting, axe throwing.
There's a sci-fi prop museum.
Yeah. And there's also a two-story candy shop.
A two-floor candy store.
Yeah. Two-floor candy store.
And of course, we're going to bring the podcast recording equipment.
Of course. And everybody's going to come along with us.
That's right. Yeah. So maybe we'll do a rundown of each day and then make that an episode. Or who knows what we're going to do.
Who knows? We may even go live. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm yawning.
You're a tired girl.
A little bit. But yeah, we might even go live. You never know.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yep. So we'll repost the link on the actual day again.
Yeah.
But most of you have seen it. There's been lots of likes on it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it. That's all we wanted to talk about the wedding. You did find, just like in a previous episode, a whole bunch of fun questions that we can ask each other.
Yes. Relationship edition. Some deep starter conversation starters.
Ooh. Okay.
So,
what do you got? What do you got for us?
What's something new you learned about yourself recently?
Oh, that is a good question.
Yeah, there you go.
What is something new that I learned about myself recently? I hope there's something.
Okay, like what?
Because my grandfather always used to say, if you didn't learn something new today, it's a wasted day.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
So did you waste a day today?
I delivered a shitload of flyers.
Okay.
I know I learned that I don't like doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I already knew that.
You already knew that.
I already knew that. But other than that, something new that I learned about myself, not that I can think of.
Okay.
What about you?
I learned... I think I wasted my day because I don't think I learned anything, really.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
How about recently then, in the last little bit?
Nope. I sleep in an awkward position, which does make parts of my body ache.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've learned that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that was a boring question. What else you got for us?
Okay.
What was the first thing I did that shows you I actually care about you?
I would have to say... the first thing was actually sharing household chores.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Household chores?
Yeah.
Doing things around here?
Yeah. Yeah. Without me having to yell at you to do it.
Because in previous relationships, you had to yell a lot.
Yeah, I had to yell and sort of put my foot down and be like, okay, you know, like this has to get done or whatever. You know, normal, everyday, mundane things, you do remember to do them. So like you do laundry, for instance.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Putting it away sometimes takes a while. But
yeah, because there's still two baskets upstairs of yours.
I know.
So
I hate putting laundry away. I'll put it in the washer. I'll put it in the dryer. I'll bring it downstairs. I'll bring it upstairs. I don't care. Putting it away, can't stand it.
Oh, well, that's where you draw the line, is it?
No, I eventually put it away.
Oh, okay.
Or I wear it and then it gets dirty again. I just take it out of the basket. But whatever.
Yeah, my first husband, I would put it, you know, on top of his dresser or whatever, and he just leave it there.
Of course.
Yeah, it would never get put away into the
dresser or drawers. Closets.
Yeah, no.
Mm.
No, never.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mine eventually does.
Yeah.
When I have the energy or whatever it is.
Okay.
What was the first thing I did? No, we already asked that one.
This one.
Which one?
What's a fear you have about us that you haven't told me yet?
Hmm. What fear do I have about us?
Mm-hmm.
That we're not going to live for the next 60 years together.
You don't think you're going to live 60 years?
Well, I'm 47. 47. Right now.
Yeah.
I could live to 107.
Sure, why not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you could live to 104.
Yeah.
I think that's totally possible.
Totally doable.
But my fear is that we won't.
Oh, that's your fear.
Yeah, what's okay. your fear about us?
I don't really think I have any.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you're...
Maybe that's my fear, that I don't have any fears about us.
Oh, my.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hmm. Actually, speaking of that, what are you doing? What's going on?
I don't know. Okay, it's making noise.
The thing is out of control.
Yeah.
Okay, so this past weekend... my brother Curtis did my taxes, and we were talking about how we're getting married soon and this, that, and the other thing.
Yep.
And he's like, oh, so you think this one's going to last?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, yes, I do.
Yep.
And he's like, oh, based on your track record, you feel that confident? Mm-hmm. I'm like, hey, be nice.
Mm-mm. Okay.
Yeah. So that was a whole thing that we had a chat about that he just thinks my life is a joke, I think.
Well... His life is no better.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
But we won't get into that.
No, we won't.
So, no fears.
No fears. Not that I can think of, anyway.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, I feel the same way.
Mm-hmm.
I've been confident in relationships before, but this has a different feeling.
Yeah. I just simply... do, and like, maybe that is something to be afraid of, that there is no fear.
Is it possible that there's something that we just don't see?
Maybe. Maybe I don't have that foresight.
Or are we just so freaking fantastic that there's no reason not to fear anything?
That's very possible too.
I would like to think that's what it is.
That's a good way of thinking. Yes. I like, yeah, that's a good way to think.
Hey, Wyatt, are we fantastic or what? Sure. I don't know if you heard that on the microphone, but he says sure.
That's usually his response.
He's a man of many words.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh.
What other questions do you have for us? Was there any more, or was that it?
That was the only three that were like sort of new. We've gone through a lot of these together, so yeah.
Okay.
Hmm. You know, we should update everyone. My father is doing okay. He's going to be moving this summer.
Yes,
so that's going to be something I'll have to sort of spend some time doing.
Right,
yeah.
Right. You're going to take a week off to move him from...
Bruce Mines.
To Thessalon.
Yeah, to Thessalon.
Which is about a 20-minute drive.
Yep.
And where he lives right now is about 45 minutes from us.
Mm-hmm.
So he's actually moving farther away.
Yes.
But his wife is in a home there.
Yes.
And he wants to be closer to her.
Yeah. Especially due to his own mobility decreasing, and he's not as young as he used to be, of course.
77?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he, he just needs to be somewhere where he can be closer to her.
Right, because right now, as it is, he drives the 20 minutes every second day.
Every second day.
To go visit her and bring her food and be with her and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But this way, if he moves... where he is moving.
Yeah.
He's going to be how far away from the home?
About 3 blocks.
That's not bad.
No.
He could drive or take a scooter.
Yeah, he could drive, scooter, walk, anything really, if he's definitely up to it. His neighbors are a little bit closer to him as well, so if something should happen, there's help a little bit close by. They can hear him. Versus where he is currently, he's kind of up on top of a hill, which is by himself, and he has fallen in the past.
Yes.
And was not able to get help or anybody to really know because he's by himself.
So, right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's going to be a lot of work.
Yeah. So you're going to take the tent trailer and put it up in the new property.
Probably. Yeah.
Yeah. Because his buddy is coming.
Yep.
From Sudbury.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to take care of him as well.
Yeah, he'll be staying as well.
And so there's not enough room in the house. And so you and Wyatt are going to go.
Probably, yep.
And,
as long as Wyatt's not working.
Right. Mm-hmm. And spend a week in the tent trailer on the property.
Probably, yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'll be all by myself.
Maybe.
Oh, no.
We'll see.
I'm scared.
We'll see how it goes.
I'm sure it'll be fine.
Yep. Yep.
I'm sure we'll go just well.
I mean, things are always changing, of course, but if it doesn't take me as long to move him, then I might not be out there a week. I might just be there a couple of days, but we'll see.
That's right.
Yeah.
Time will tell.
Time will tell.
But we're getting things taken care of.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
We're taking care of my dad. We're taking care of your dad.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of taxes, I got my taxes done this week.
You did?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And how'd that go?
Fine.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
I'm getting money back. You have to pay, don't you?
I owe thousands of dollars because I sold that building.
Yes, you had some capital gains.
Yeah. Yeah. Yay me.
Yeah, yay you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, they reassessed my 2022 tax return and decided that the moving expenses that I had claimed from my transfer from Timmins to the Sioux were not valid. And so here you owe that $1,300 as well.
Great.
So if anybody has $5,000 that they'd like to just give me, that would be amazing. Mm-hmm. Pay off my taxes for me.
Right.
But soulforgepodcast@gmail.com. You can e-transfer.
Yeah.
Consider that thank
a
you.
A donation?
A donation for all the free entertainment we've provided over
there
the last
go.
Few years.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I'm sure the money's just going to roll in now.
Absolutely.
I should have asked for it before. I never thought of that.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you will have to open a Patreon account. You might have to open an OnlyFans.
Yes. Yes, I will, because people want to see this in all its glory.
Well, you could do feet only.
Who wants to go for a ride on the Seanatron? Virtually, of course.
Virtually, yes. Yeah, you're going to be a soon-to-be married man here.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm going to be your husband.
Yes.
How does that make you feel?
Old.
Yeah?
No, I'm just kidding.
Old.
It's fine. It just, I don't know, it feels so natural that it seems like we've been together forever.
It kind of does,
yeah.
Doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, we're getting comfy and we're kind of past that honeymoon phase and starting getting into like normal life, normal routine and whatever.
We've brought out the snarky hilariousness.
We have, yeah.
We're not holding back as much.
No.
We're not polite.
No.
Yeah.
No.
It's more natural.
It is.
And because we're natural and effortless, it's just that amazing.
It's fine. We still don't fight very much. We do get snarky, but
sure.
What couple doesn't get snarky?
That's exactly
other, right.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yep. So that's what's going on here.
Absolutely.
Was there anything else we had to bring up?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Yeah,
any good TV shows that you're watching lately?
Oh, I think I have one episode left of Fallout.
Mm-hmm. So are you enjoying that?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. What else are we watching?
You know, speaking of Fallout, I find that it is interesting if I'm sitting here, you know, doing something else while you're watching your shows, which is fine. I sit in your general area and do whatever I want to do. But when I see it, some parts I do look up and find it rather interesting. So mm-hmm. I am able to follow the story and all of that. So it's pretty good that way.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I like that.
Oh, I just watched 2 episodes of Crusade. Mm-hmm. So the boys and I at the Epsilon Free podcast can... do a couple episodes on that tomorrow.
Okay.
Of course, you don't watch that. You went and had a bath.
Mm-hmm. So, I sure did.
So.
I needed to have a bath, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You shower every morning.
Yeah.
But I don't.
Right.
No.
You're a dirty girl.
No, I prefer a relaxing bath.
Yeah.
And we do have one of the very rare, you know, still jet tubs and soaker tubs that not many people have anymore. And we seem to enjoy it. I enjoy it. And I like to get the circulation going and, you know, just kind of relax.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Star Trek Discovery episode 4 season 5 is another thing that I recently watched.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good episode.
It was a
time travel kind of anomaly episode.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Called Face the Strange.
Right.
It was good.
Right.
Of course you didn't watch that.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't, because you had your final dress fitting.
Yes.
So I watched Star Trek while you went and made sure your dress fit.
Yep. And that's pretty important, seeing as we're leaving next week.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Oh, I've, kind of started watching RoboCop the series from 1994.
Right, you said you like that.
Yeah, I watched it 30 years ago, and I think I'm only 2 episodes in, but
okay,
we're doing a rewatch on that.
Okay, are you going to podcast about that?
Probably not.
No.
No. You mean like after the Epsilon 3?
Yeah.
Or are we going to do RoboCop the series?
Maybe.
I don't think so.
No.
No, it's really not a good show. Fun to watch, but not good.
And the one that you're currently watching is?
Crusade?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't care for the first 2 episodes that we watched.
No?
But the 2 that I watched here tonight weren't too bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we're watching it in a different order than production order.
Right.
Because JMS, the creator of the series,
right,
he has a whole watch order that he thinks everybody should watch his 2 shows in, Babylon 5 and Crusade.
Okay.
And so we're following his watch order.
I see.
Yeah. So first we watched, I think, episode 12, and then 11, and then 9, and then I just watched 10 and then 2. So it's, I don't know. I don't know what's going on, but.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Are you confused already?
Well, I've had the box set for 20 years. Uh-huh. I think I've only ever watched 4 episodes because I didn't care.
Oh.
I didn't like it as much as Babylon 5.
Okay.
Uh-huh. But doing a podcast forces me to watch the thing. So
right.
There we go.
Okay. Yeah. Anything else you want to talk about?
Probably, but I'm so tired from delivering all those thousands of flyers today that I can't think of anything else.
Right.
It's been flyer bombardment week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everybody's exhausted and miserable at work.
Yeah. Yeah. That's an awful lot, and that's really heavy.
And people are getting fired and suspended and written up for all kinds of things
because right.
Canada Post is going on the rampage. Mm-hmm. Got to be careful.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But other than that,
it looks like it's raining again.
Oh, it probably is raining again. Yeah, I think it is.
So definitely looks that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
We're getting all 4 seasons about hourly. You know, every 15 minutes.
Every 15 to 20 minutes, yeah.
It's changing.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So next week will be a final episode before our trip. And then we'll be off for a couple of weeks, I think.
Maybe.
Or at least 1 week.
Maybe. Because,
well, we can't be recording or launching podcast episodes from Vegas.
Right. We can't launch them, but we can go live and chit chat a little bit with everyone.
Yeah.
And
so
of course,
make sure you're following the SoulForge Facebook page.
Feed. Yeah. And if they want to watch the wedding, by all means, they're more than welcome to.
Yes, definitely.
Mm.
So there we go. So that's it. That's been this week's episode. Hope you all enjoyed it out there in podcast land.
Mm-hmm.
So remember to take care of yourselves and each other, and remember, do you have an end remember?
No.
I didn't come up with an end remember either. And remember, sometimes you don't need an end remember to end the show.
There you go.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the SoulForge podcast. Your support is greatly appreciated, and we hope you'll tune in again next time. Remember that you can visit soulforgepodcast.com for all of our social media links. And don't forget to share the show with everyone you know. The SoulForge Podcast is your best source for living your best life.
Think about it.
So how long do you plan to stay on Mars?
2 weeks.
Have you brought any fruits or vegetables onto the planet?
2 weeks.
Excuse me?
2 weeks. 2 weeks!
Things are getting hotter this night. Neltrabidium is going out. And it gets worse. The rebels are... Oh, I didn't know it was your mother.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network. Be part of the crew and help support our shows by donating to our ESO Patreon or by shopping for the TeePublic store, which can all be found at www.esonetwork.com. The ESO Network, your station for all things geek.